This episode of The Truth includes strong language and adult situations.
I'm sorry, Patrick. I just don't see the grounds for a lawsuit here. Your name isn't on any of the patents. You never had a job at Irwin Robotics. I mean, no offense, but you're a high school football coach.
Hamilton Irwin used my likeness without my permission.
In an advertisement or...
No, in general. Everywhere for the last 10 years. And he took it in... There's a legal term I looked up for this. In perpetuity.
Okay. So how exactly did he use your likeness then?
He stole my body.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Okay. When we were in high school together, I was the starting quarterback and he was, I don't know, some nerd. He liked computers, I guess. Didn't have a lot of friends, but senior year, he switched bodies with me.
You switched bodies?
Yes, I'm in his body, he's in mine.
Like Freaky Friday?
Yes, like Freaky Friday. Yes, yes, yes. He put on this magic ring, okay? And he wished he had my life, I guess.
Sorry, a magic ring.
Yes, he put on this ring, made a wish, uh-huh. And then ever since I look like this short, scrawny little nerd, and he's a big, strong, handsome jock with a great chin.
So it sounds to me like you should just wish for your body back.
That's not how it works. He has to take the ring off, and then I put it on, but he won't do it. That's why I'm suing. You gotta understand. I had a full ride at Texas A&M. I should have gone pro. But then he switches bodies with me, and snap, everything's gone. My scholarship, my good looks, Carolyn. We were supposed to be prom king and queen. I lost everything, and he's like, I don't know, Bill Gates, but handsome.
Right. A nerd in a jock's body. Best of both worlds. So, how much money are you asking for in terms of damages?
I don't want money. I want you to legally make him switch bodies.
So then you're suing for the ring?
No, the ring isn't mine. I don't have a claim to that. The body is mine. So what do you think? Do I have a case?
Even if I got a judge to believe that, which is a big if, there's just no legal precedent for claiming compensation for a body.
Why not?
Because it's not, I'm trying to put this delicately, a thing that's ever happened in the real world.
You gotta help me, okay? This is my only way to get to him. I've tried everything else I could think of. Making a wish on my birthday, voodoo, nothing works. He has to take the ring off, but he won't do it.
I'm sorry, Patrick. There's really nothing I can do.
So you're telling me I'm just stuck like this? Forever?
We've all seen those body swap movies, you know, where a man wakes up in a woman's body, or a mom switches places with her teenage daughter. And in all those movies, after all the hijinks and lessons learned, they switch back. But what if they didn't? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and this story is about the person you become when you're no longer who you used to be.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to I'm Not That Guy.
Down, set. Like,
No, Randy, what even was that? You should have hit Gornell in that last route, like, no problem.
Sorry, coach.
And what about pass protection? Harris? Bray? If this is how we pick up the blitz, we're going to get killed when we play Morristown Catholic, okay? We lose to them, and we can forget about the playoffs. We can forget about any kind of future. We'll just be losers. Short, ugly losers, okay? All right, get some water and then hit the showers. We'll keep working on it tomorrow.
Actually, Principal Holliday said we can't use the field tomorrow.
Oh, right. They're doing maintenance on it, so it looks nice for the reunion. Okay, practice on Saturday then. Saturday!
Hey, Coach, do you think we can get to meet him?
Meet who?
Hamilton Irwin? You were in the same grade, right?
Yes, but he's not coming here for the reunion, so...
But he is, though.
Seriously? Hamilton Irwin's coming here? To West River?
You haven't heard? Come on, everybody's talking about it.
He's just gonna be walking around out in the open. He's just gonna be here.
I guess.
Hey, Coach, what was he like back then? You know, back when he was on the football team?
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't really friends with him, actually.
But so. You saw him play, right? I mean, that must have been awesome. He set records that still stand today.
Yeah, he was some quarterback. Wait a second. Do you guys know where he's staying?
Yo, he had like 1,300 career completions, 64 touchdown passes in a single season.
65, actually.
Man, with those numbers, he could have gone pro.
Of course he could have. Sorry about that, Cornell. Okay, get yourself a water. Let's bring it in. See if we can turn this season around.
News 21, West River.
They say you can't go home again. But when you're the billionaire founder of the largest robotics company in Silicon Valley, anything is possible. I'm Melissa Marley with News 21 West River, and I'm here with the CEO of Irwin Robotics and West River's prodigal son, Hamilton Irwin. Welcome, Hamilton.
Oh, thanks for having me, Melissa. It's great to be back.
We're standing outside your childhood home. I'm sure it's bringing back a lot of memories.
Oh my gosh, so many. Christmas mornings, family barbecues, you know, my dad making pancakes, running around the backyard playing touch football with all my cousins. Just really great times.
I'm sure. And this is your first time seeing it in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I helped my mom sell the place a few years back after she retired. I bought her a house in Hawaii.
That's amazing. Your mom must be so proud of you.
She is. She is. Sometimes she can't believe this is how I turned out. But I really worked my butt off in college. I had to make up for all the slacking off I did in high school.
I'd hardly call being the greatest quarterback in West River history slacking off.
Well, football's great and all, but there's also life after football, if you can believe it. And that's what I realized my senior year. I had an opportunity to live the best version of my life, and I seized it.
Seize it you did. What are you looking forward to most about your reunion?
Oh, boy. Well, seeing how everyone's doing and catching up with some old friends, of course. But the real reason I came back is to announce the Hamilton Irwin Scholarship Fund.
And this is through your charity, the Hamilton Irwin Foundation, is that right?
That's correct. I wanted to give deserving West River students the same opportunities I had. You know, this is a little bit more personal than I wanted to get, but when I was a student, I knew this guy, shy kid, didn't have a lot of friends. He had some mental health issues his senior year and his grades slipped. And since his family didn't have a lot of money, he didn't get to go to college.
That is terrible.
It is. And I can't help but think that if the Hamilton Irwin Scholarship Fund was around back then, maybe things would have turned out different.
Don't drop your head, Randy. That's a one-way ticket to a broken spinal cord.
I don't know why I'm doing these tackling drills. I'm the quarterback.
New game plan. Everybody needs to be prepared to tackle. Again. Good. Good. Stay low. Keep a wide base. Carolyn! Look alive, everyone. This is my friend Carolyn. We used to go out in high school, if you can believe it.
Yeah, you told us, Coach.
Me is 5'4", 148-pound weakling, and she's this... anyway. Everybody grab some water, and then it's back to tackling.
What does this text mean? We've entered the end game? Soon the king will fall?
He's coming to the reunion.
Ugh, I heard. Please just tell me you won't do something stupid like go after him.
Carolyn, that's insane. If I tried to take his ring off, he'd overpower me easily. That's where my team comes in.
Your team? Of high school kids?
I don't care how tough you are. No man can stand up against an entire high school football team. They tackle him to the ground, I take the ring off him, I put it on, and I'm back in my body.
You're joking, right? Please tell me you're joking.
No, because I know how it sounds, but I've thought this through, okay? Listen, it's my body, right? So I'm legally allowed to tackle it. Mm. And I'm not even hurting him because once I switch, I'm the one feeling the effects, huh?
I know how hard this has all been.
Yes.
And I've really tried to be a friend to you.
And I appreciate it.
Of course, but it's to my own detriment. So Patrick, don't you think you should
Hamilton. He's Patrick. In the Hamilton body.
This is exactly what I mean.
I'm not asking you to do anything crazy, okay? I just need you to call him, and find out where he's staying so I can get to him when he's alone.
No, absolutely not.
Come on, Carolyn. You're probably the only reason he's here, okay? Back in high school, he was obsessed with you.
That was 10 years ago. People change.
You don't seriously buy this whole scholarship thing, do you? It's probably some money laundering scheme or tax evasion or whatever, you know?
You really think a billionaire is going to come all the way to West River just because of a crush he had in high school?
Yes, that's the kind of creepy dork that he is. Please, you're the only person who believes me. I can't do this without you.
I can't keep doing this.
Do you have any idea how humiliating this is? Being stuck in my hometown, coaching a 3-5 high school football team, looking like this with these noodle arms and deflated pecs?
If it's just a physical thing, just go to the gym.
I'm constantly at the gym. This is the best I can get. Being in my real body was like driving a Hummer with a V8 engine. All right, now I'm stuck with a Hyundai Elantra. And nobody wants to drive a Hyundai Elantra if they have a say in it.
You really haven't gotten used to it, like at all?
No! Everything about this body feels wrong. You know, I can't even bring myself to masturbate.
Oh, Jesus.
So will you call him or not? Because I'll go to every single hotel in a 30-mile radius if I have to.
I don't even know if I still have his number, honestly. I think I blocked it.
Carolyn, I can't even bring myself.
All right. I'll call.
Randy, Gornell.
Hey, Coach.
I was starting to get worried you guys wouldn't show. Wait, where's Bray and Harris?
Bray got mono, and Harris has to get up early to take his driver's test.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, Coach, what's going on? You said we were here for an emergency practice?
Okay, so you said you wanted to meet Hamilton Irwin, right?
Yeah.
Well, good, because he's staying here. Room 818.
Oh, tight. Are we gonna, like, hang out with him?
Yeah, something like that. We're gonna knock on his door, and then when he opens it, you're gonna tackle him.
Why?
Not important. Just bring him down, then I'll take off his ring.
Wait, you want us to rob Hamilton Irwin?
No, I'm not taking the ring. I'm just taking it off, okay? That's it.
Coach, I can't do anything illegal. That looks bad on a college application.
It's not illegal. It's just tackling.
No, I'm pretty sure this is, like, assault.
I promise you he won't press charges, okay?
But he's a billionaire. He could afford, like, a ton of lawyers.
Let's go, man. This is weird as hell.
Word.
No, I'm not. Do not go. Don't. Okay. Guys, what I'm about to tell you is true, okay?
Okay.
Hamilton Irwin and I switched bodies.
What do you mean, switched?
I'm actually Hamilton, but in a different body.
Like a Freaky Friday thing?
Yes, exactly. So, right? How else could a little geek like me know about football?
I don't know, man. You just like it?
No, I love it. And I was good at it. Really good. Guys, I would not be doing this if I didn't really need your help.
I'm going home, man. You want a ride?
Yeah. Hey, sorry, Coach, but, you know, good luck with whatever it is you plan on doing here.
Whatever it is. I'm not lying, okay? I wouldn't lie to you guys. You're my players.
You lied to get us here.
Well, technically, but that you wouldn't have come otherwise. Look, if you leave, I'll bench you.
Right. Who's going to play quarterback? Walsh?
God, no. But Gornell, you will be on that bench, glued to it.
I'm going home, Coach.
Please. I can't switch back without you. Principal Holliday, you wanted to see me?
Uh-huh. Come in, Patrick. Shut the door, please. I received some reports from your players that were disturbing, to say the least. Am I to understand that you went to a hotel to beat up our most famous alumnus?
That's not true. We weren't going to beat him up.
I would hope not. But regardless, you can't take students off school grounds without their parents' permission.
That's correct, but technically, I didn't take them. They met up with me. Okay, you're right. I shouldn't have done it.
Patrick, is everything okay?
I'm fine.
Well, You know, when I hired you, you said there wouldn't be any issues regarding you and Hamilton Irwin, that you'd gotten your identity crisis under control.
Yes, and crisis averted. I know who I am, and this was just a one-time mistake type thing, and it's not going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Still, I think it'd be best for everyone if you don't attend the reunion on Saturday.
No, I have to be there.
That wasn't a request. Hamilton asked if we could provide police presence at the reunion. He thinks you're stalking him, and I'm inclined to agree.
He told you that? That's rich.
Patrick, you're not listening. If you step foot in the building, I'll have you arrested.
And we'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we want to tell you about some folks who help make this show possible. And now back to I'm Not That Guy.
Hello?
Hamilton keeps calling me.
Patrick, in the Hamilton body.
In the Hamilton body. I know, okay. Ever since I asked where he was staying, he thinks I'm interested in him. He won't leave me alone. So, thanks for that.
No, this is good. We can use that, okay? Because maybe you can seduce him at the reunion.
No.
And then...
No. I'm done with this.
Carolyn, please?
What do you think you're going to get from switching back? I mean, you're too old to play football anymore.
I know that.
And you like coaching football, right?
Yeah.
So why can't you just be happy?
Why can't I just be happy? I'm in the wrong body! I'm not me!
You are still you, though? And no one can take that away.
He did, though. He took all of it. My records. My scholarship to Texas A&M. You.
What are you talking about?
You broke up with me because you weren't attracted to me like this?
I broke up with you because I was going off to college.
Come on, I'm not stupid.
You were my high school boyfriend. I mean, even if you didn't switch bodies, it's not like we were going to get married. I probably wouldn't have even stayed friends with you if I didn't feel...
Feel what? Sorry for me?
I just want you to be happy.
You don't have to feel sorry for me anymore, because I'm getting my life back.
For most people, being a superstar on the football field and revolutionizing robotics would be enough of a legacy. But when you have the generous spirit of Hamilton Irwin, excelling at both sports and science is simply not enough. Through his scholarship fund, Hamilton is giving the next generation of West River students the opportunity to create their own legacy. But enough from me. Let's hear from the man of the hour himself, Hamilton Irwin.
Thank you, Principal Holliday, but I'm not nearly as generous as I appear to be. This is all just a tax write-off. But seriously, future West River students will be able to...
Randy! Randy!
Coach? What are you doing in the bushes?
Just hold the door. Thanks for the solid.
You know, I had to leave work early for this.
Well, I couldn't just go through the front. The cops are there.
Coach, I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay, well, you're not going to get in trouble, I promise.
Yeah, but you will.
This is just something I got to do.
And I truly believe I would not be the person I am today if it weren't for my time at West River. My time here allowed me to find out who I was and be the best version of myself. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Carolyn.
Why did you come?
Just bring him to the locker room, okay? I can, I'll hide in the locker, and when he least expects it, I can pop out.
That is the dumbest idea.
Please, just please. Oh shit, he's coming over.
Oh, great.
Carolyn.
Patrick.
I wish you wouldn't call me that. I'm not that guy anymore.
I can see that.
No, I'm really not that guy. You know, you make the kind of money I have, and at a certain point, it's like, what does it matter? The thing that really matters is helping people. That's what the Hamilton Irwin Scholarship Fund is all about.
You went to prom with me, in his body, pretending you were him.
And I know that was wrong, but you gotta understand what someone like you meant to a guy like me back then.
Someone like me?
Carolyn, I was a nerd, okay? In my wildest dreams, I couldn't imagine going to prom with a popular girl.
a beautiful girl.
Just give him his body back.
Okay. I'm running a billion-dollar empire. What do you think happens to that if I'm not there? Because he certainly couldn't handle things when the SEC and the IRS comes knocking. And when you're as successful as I've been, everybody's trying to tear you
down. It's the right thing to do. You want to help people so bad, go help him. You can do it right now. He's in the locker room.
He's here? Seriously? You know, the only reason I came back to this stupid town was to see you.
You haven't changed at all.
I haven't changed at all? Do you know how much I give to charity? The scholarship is a drop in the bucket, okay?
Yeah, because you feel guilty.
Because I'm a philanthropist. Just let me take you out. We can go wherever you want. I have a private plane.
Not interested.
Okay, well, I guess this is a waste of my time here. Most women would throw themselves on a bed of nails to go out with me. You know, they just did a piece about me in Vanity Fair.
So?
So? Look at me! You don't want this? I'm prime rib, baby!
Ugh, you're such a dork.
I am not a dork. I'm cool. Really cool.
Okay, are we done here? Because I'm gonna go say hi to Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline, great. I've dated models. Models!
Where is he? What am I doing? This is the dumbest idea. Oh, finally.
Principal Holliday.
Patrick, I warned you.
Okay, I'm looking for a Patrick Bungert.
Yes, that's me.
All right, you're free to go.
Really?
Yeah, it's your lucky day. Someone posted your bail.
Who?
Hamilton Irwin. He's waiting for you outside, so... Now, come on, let's go.
Yep. Why'd you post my bail?
Take a walk with me.
Why? Where are we going?
Well, listen, we can't do it here, okay?
What are you talking about?
I want to switch back.
Now? After all this? Why?
Listen, you know why I wish to be you?
I think so, yeah. You wanted to be cool and popular. Oh, and rich.
Because I wanted to be with her. A girl like Carolyn would never go out with a guy like me. Not when I looked like how you look now. But I messed it up at first. I was trying to be you, an idiot, instead of being me, the best version of me. But I realized if I could just show her that I'm actually a nice guy.
So everything you did over the past 10 years, it was all just to impress her?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. I bought the Ferrari just because it was cool. Same with the plane. And you wouldn't believe the tax benefits the foundation gives me. The amount of money you can... Anyway, she doesn't care about that stuff. She just wants me to give you your body back.
Okay, and then you think she'll go out with you.
So this is how it's going to work. You're going to stay on at my company in the Hamilton body, but I'm going to take a salary and run the day-to-day from behind the scenes.
Totally, except for one small thing, which is I don't want to run your company.
Okay, I'm giving you the promotion of a lifetime. You'd be the CEO of the biggest robotics company in North America.
Okay, but it'd also not be my life. Look, I know I can't play football anymore, okay? But I want to do something around the sport, like be an announcer, or I could coach, or I could...
But you're already coaching football.
I know, but I mean like at college level. You know, I'm not saying I'd start out at a D1 school, but I could work my way up. And then
We're talking about a billion-dollar company here. This is more important than football.
Not to me.
Okay, listen, I'm doing you a favor, all right? I'm handing over a life most people could only dream of. You should be on your hands and knees thanking me for sparing you a life of teaching meathead jocks how to throw a ball.
Well, it's my life, asshole!
Hey, don't touch me.
Wait, what's with your pec muscles?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're fake.
Come on, seriously?
Yeah, they're implants.
Stop touching me.
They're way too firm, and this kind of symmetry just doesn't happen.
Listen, okay, fine, they're fake. Jeez, I don't have time to work out. I'm running a business, okay?
What did you do to me?
Take them out if you want, all right? It's your body after we switch.
That's major surgery, and then when I can hit the gym again, what, I'm starting from scratch?
Okay, what are you saying?
I don't know. It's just not what I wanted.
What are you talking about? Just take the ring.
No.
You idiot. Put on the ring.
Okay, don't touch me.
I won't have to if you'll just put on the ring.
Fake muscles? You make me sick.
Down, set, hike!
Wait, watch the safeties, watch them, and yes, go. There you go, nice hands, Gordell. All right, get some water, guys. Carolyn.
Hey, did you hear the news?
No, I'm at practice. You know, these guys are really starting to get it.
He's under investigation for tax evasion.
Hamilton?
Yeah, apparently his whole foundation was just some giant tax shelter.
Well, yeah, big surprise. You know he had fake muscles? Guys like him always cut corners.
The AG's doing a press conference right now. They've been investigating him for years. He could be looking at prison time.
Wow. Wow, I seriously dodged a bullet.
By the way, I'm sorry you didn't get your body back.
Yeah. It's actually okay. The more I think about it, this body is actually not so bad.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, look, the triceps leave much to be desired, and most children I see have much better lats, but at least this is real muscle, you know? It's tiny, but it's real.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, actually, can I call you back? We've got Morristown Catholic coming up, and I think we've got an actual shot to win this thing.
Yeah, sure. Good luck.
Thanks. Oh, and if we make the playoffs, you should come watch.
I wouldn't miss it.
Sweet. Okay, later.
Bye.
Okay, guys, let's run it back.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. I'm Not That Guy was written by Matthew Brian Cohen and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Seth Lind, Jeremy Bent, Betsy Kenny, Randy McKay, Drew Riley, Joel Bernstein, Zuri Washington, Amy Warren, Matthew Brian Cohen, and Bill Rolfing. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia from PRX.